Chapter 8. Escape and Capture. Aramis and Porthos rode very quickly towards the coast and the safety of Belle Isle. Porthos still didn't know the truth about the situation.
"Why are we riding so fast, Aramis?" he asked. "What is our mission?"
"Don't ask questions," Aramis answered. "We must travel quickly. Our lives depend on it, trust me." They travelled for many hours, and both the men and their horses were very tired. At 8 o'clock in the evening, they arrived at a small town.
"We must change horses," said Aramis. "Our friend Athos lives about 1 hour from here. If we go to his house, I'm sure he'll be happy to give us different horses."
An hour later, they arrived at Athos' house. Athos greeted his old friends warmly.
"My dear friends," he said, "you look tired. Why don't you rest here for a short time?"
"Thank you, but we haven't got time to rest," said Aramis.
He turned to Porthos.
"I need to speak to Athos in private," he said. "Can you leave us alone for a few minutes?"
Porthos went for a walk in the garden, and Aramis told Athos about the conspiracy and his plans. Athos was shocked to hear about the conspiracy.
"What have you done, Aramis?" he asked. "You've made a terrible mistake. The king will find you and kill you, and you've behaved very badly to Porthos."
"You're right, Athos," said Aramis. "Please help us escape. We've been riding all day and our horses are tired. Can you give us new horses? Then we can get to Belle Isle quickly and we'll be safe."
"I'll give you my 2 best horses," said Athos. "But you won't be safe on Belle Isle. The king is very strong and his soldiers will attack the island. What will you do?"
"I've made plans," Aramis answered.
"From Belle Isle we can escape to England or Spain, but we must leave now."
Porthos returned, and Athos took his friends to their horses.
"Goodbye, my dear friends," he said.
Athos watched his friends leave. "Something in my heart tells me that I've seen those 2 men for the last time," he thought sadly.
After D'Artagnan's return from Saint Marguerite, King Louis decided to organize a meeting of his ministers in the city of Nantes, in the northwest of France.
"Tell all my ministers to come to the castle in Nantes for the meeting," he said to D'Artagnan. "The musketeers must come too, to guard the rooms of my principal ministers. Please leave immediately and prepare my rooms."
D'Artagnan left the king.
"Is that really why he wants the musketeers?" he thought. "Or is he planning to send them afterwards to Belle Isle to capture Aramis and Porthos?"
Fouquet also travelled to Nantes to be at the meeting.
"Does the king still believe Colbert's stories about me?" he thought, worried. "Is he planning to arrest me in Nantes?"
When Fouquet arrived at the castle, he immediately went to his room to rest. He saw D'Artagnan standing at the door.
"Why are you guarding my room?" Fouquet asked D'Artagnan. "Has the king sent you to arrest me?"
"No, Monsieur Fouquet," answered D'Artagnan. "The king has given an order to put guards outside the rooms of all his principal ministers. He has said nothing to me against you."
Just then, Fouquet and D'Artagnan heard the sound of trumpets, and the king entered the city. D'Artagnan went to greet him. The king said something to D'Artagnan, and then continued to his room in the castle. D'Artagnan returned to Fouquet's room.
"The king wants to see you," said D'Artagnan. "Please come immediately."
The king was waiting impatiently when Fouquet arrived at his room.
"We have to make preparations for the meeting of my ministers tomorrow," he said.
The 2 of them discussed the meeting for several minutes. Then Fouquet said,
"Your Majesty, I know Colbert has told you bad things about me. I want to tell you the truth.
I don't want to hear any more, the king said. Colbert is a good minister, and I respect his opinions. You may leave.
Fouquet left the room. He was sure now that the king was planning to arrest him, and he decided to escape to Belle Isle. A few minutes later, Fouquet's servant brought him his fastest horse, and he immediately started his journey to Belle Isle. The king called for D'Artagnan.
"You must arrest Fouquet and send him to the Bastille," the king ordered. 20 of your musketeers must go with him to guard him."
D'Artagnan wasn't happy.
"Your Majesty," he said,
"Fouquet is a good man. He helped to free you from prison. I'm sure he didn't steal your money. I always obey your orders, but this time it makes me sad."
D'Artagnan left the king and walked towards Fouquet's room. He stopped for a moment to admire the beautiful view from the castle. In the distance, he saw a man on a white horse riding towards the gates of the town. When D'Artagnan got to Fouquet's room, Fouquet wasn't there. Suddenly, D'Artagnan understood what was happening.
"Fouquet has got a white horse," he thought. "The man on the horse was Fouquet. He's escaping."
D'Artagnan immediately got his horse and followed Fouquet. D'Artagnan rode quickly, but Fouquet's horse was much faster than his, and D'Artagnan couldn't catch him.
"Faster, faster!"
D'Artagnan shouted to his horse. The horse galloped at a frightening speed. Finally, after several kilometers, Fouquet's horse began to get tired, and D'Artagnan got closer to him.
"Monsieur Fouquet," he shouted, "stop in the king's name or I'll shoot."
Fouquet tried to make his horse go faster, but it had no more strength. D'Artagnan prepared to shoot, but just then his horse collapsed and fell to the ground dead. D'Artagnan ran after Fouquet's horse, shot at the horse, and killed it. D'Artagnan ran to Fouquet, grabbed his leg and said,
"I arrest you in the king's name."
"I'm your prisoner," Fouquet said. "The king has ruined me, but please try to protect my family."
Together the two men walked back to Nantes. When they arrived at the town, D'Artagnan took Fouquet to a waiting carriage. The carriage left for the Bastille, with 20 musketeers to guard it. After Fouquet's capture, D'Artagnan went to see the king.
"D'Artagnan," said the king, "take 200 soldiers and go to Belle Isle. Capture the island and don't let anybody escape. Kill the traitors, Aramis and Porthos."
D'Artagnan left the room. He was very angry. "This time I won't obey the king's orders," he decided. "I'll never hurt my friends. I'll go to Belle Isle, and together we'll think of a plan."